Tonight's shir, Siman Reish Tzadiches, Seif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Siman Reish Tzadiches, they write it Reish Ches Tzadi, Dine Ner Havdol, the halachas of the Havdol candle, Seif Aleph Mevarech Al Haner, Borei Meorei Ha'esh Im Yeshlo. By Havdol, he makes a bracha on a flame, Borei Meorei Ha'esh, if he has a candle for Havdalah, he does not have to go looking for one. V'hani mili, when is that? B'motzoi Shabbos, that's the Motzoi Shabbos. Aval, b'motzoi Yom Kippur, on Motzoi Yom Kippur, yesh oimim, there are those who say Shemachaz v'achov, he should go to great lengths to get a hold of a candle. The Mos says, Misha ein lo kois lehavdil, if a person does not have a glass of wine for Havdalah, kishiroyo ha'esh mevarach alav, he can still make the bracha on a flame when he sees it. V'chein habesamim, and the same is true with the spices. Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot Aleph, Mevarach al Haner v'chulu. Why do we make a bracha borei ma'orei ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos? Mishum detchilas priyoso have Motzei Shabbos. The original creation of flame in this world occurred on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim teaches us Motzei Shabbos, not Kadosh Baruch Hu Deya, but Adam Arishon, that it wasn't until Motzei Shabbos that the Baruch Hashem gave the knowledge or inspiration to Adam Arishon. V'tochan shtei avanim zo v'zo, he ground two stones into each other. V'yotzim han ur, and out came a spark and a flame and so on. So the discovery of fire was on Motzei Shabbos. So why do we make the bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur? When it's not Motzei Shabbos, because it is similar to the idea of separating Yom Kippur from after Yom Kippur. Because the entire day it was forbidden to use flame even for preparation of food. As opposed to other yontif, when you can prepare food. The achshav, and now that Yom Kippur is over, mutter, it is permitted. That's what Yesh Omim, the Mechaber, holds, that on Motzei Yom Kippur, you should go looking for a flame to show the difference between Yom Kippur and Motzei Yom Kippur. Now the Shartzin and Beis points out that this is the Beis Yosef and the Vilna Goyin. But after the Shabbos, Gamkin, how you also establish Borno, I understand. Shabbos said the same thing. On Shabbos, you cannot use a flame. But Filo Hachi and Surach Lachs are Acharov, and yet we don't say you should make sure to get candle to make a bracha on the flame. What's the Shabbos to show the difference? That on Shabbos, I couldn't use a flame even to cook with, and now I can. Lechur, why is it different than Kippur? Hasam halomotulavarch gam ala or slo hoibimitsias klaal b'Shabbos. The difference is that on Shabbos, when it comes Motzei Shabbos, you can make a bracha on a flame that didn't exist on Shabbos. Elahotziu atom en avonim, a flame that just now you struck a match or you knocked the stones together. So it's not the same distinction that we're making, that this flame I couldn't use before and I can use now because I can make the bracha on a flame that wasn't here before. As opposed to Motzei Yom Kippur. You cannot make the bracha on a flame when you strike a match. It has to be a flame that was here in Yom Kippur and you weren't using it. So then you see the distinction that I couldn't use the flame before, now I can use it. The whole day was us, now it's mutter. So that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur in this regard. Sivkan Beis, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. The bracha is Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Why is it Me'orei Ha'esh, plural? Dekama Nehoira Ika Benura. There are many different lights in a flame. There's Levana, Aduma, Viruka. There's white, red, yellow. So it's Me'orei Ha'esh. Vim Amar Me'or Ha'esh, if it's a Me'or Ha'esh, singular, Das Habach Lo Yotza. Feel with the Evid. The Bach is not Yotza, even with the Evid. There's many different lights, and you have to reference that by saying Me'orei. Vim amar, but if you say bara ma'ore ha'esh, loshen avar, instead of saying bore, he would say bara in the past tense, yotze, he would be yotze. Sivkat gimel ve'eno tzarich, you don't have to go looking for a candle. Ve'eno tzarich lachzor acharov, you don't have to go looking for a candle. She'em avarchin el lezecher, she'nivah or matzir shas kanal, because it's just, the bracha we say is just because it was a zecher to remember that fire was discovered on Matzah Shabbos. Ba'ken yuchal levarach al hakayis afilu v'loder, so you can make the bracha havdola on the cup without the candle. U'masai she'iz nam alo achakach she'yireh esh, and afterwards when you get the occasion to see a flame, v'yenha le'or, and benefit from the flame, from the light, yivarech, and make the bracha, borei mario esh. But this has to be a Matzah Shabbos. You don't have more than Matzah Shabbos. The Avos Manah, once Matzah Shabbos elapses, you don't make the bracha anymore. The time has gone. Come on, the Simon Reish Tzadites evolve, as we will say later in Simon Reish Tzadites. Sifkon Dalt, Misha Ein Lo Kais V'chulu. If a person does not have a cup for Havdalah, he can still make the bracha Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Ve'im G'sha'er, she is Dam Lo Kais V'chulu. But if he expects that he's going to get a hold of a cup later on that night, he'd like to learn prior to getting the cup. Is inclined to say, not to make the bracha right now on the candle. Wait and do the whole thing on the kais. So the basic issue is, am I allowed to use the light Matzah Shabbos prior to saying the bracha? When Purim is Matzah Shabbos, generally we're going to lay in Megillah before making the bracha Borei Ma'esh. There is a Kolbo, the Shartzion calls a Kolbo, that said no, when Purim is Matzah Shabbos, then you should make the bracha before reading Megillah. But Lamaisa, that's not what we do. Se'if Beis, the best way to do the mitzvah is to use a torch for Havdalah. There are those who say, if he doesn't have a torch, that you should have a special light for Havdalah in addition to the light that you use to light your house. The Mosque says, if you have a candle with two wicks, Mikri Avuka, that's already called a torch. Mishtabura Sifkatan Hei, Al Avuka, Sha'oira Rav. We want to use an Avuka, Sha'oira Rav, because it gives off a lot of light. V'tov Hader Sh'yeh Shal Shaiva. And there's an advantage to get a wax candle. Od Kosev B'Shem Sevech Hasidim, further is written in the name of Sevech Hasidim, Lo Yikach Atzei D'Mishchan Sh'korin Kin B'Loshan Ashkenaz, do not use for Havdalah this type of wood that they would use to burn. It was called kin in Ashkenaz because it gives off a very bad smell. It would seem it's referring to the type of wood that gives off a bad smell like tar. Now, the wording of Mishnah Berurah is a little bit strange. You're mixing hearing with smelling. So, if you recall, we actually had this back in Siman Ayin Tes, Sifkon Lama Beis, Shlod Nishma Sham HaReach. And we asked the question then, how do you use the word Nishma with Reach? Evidently, that was a figure of speech. Someone told me that in Yiddish, that's how you would say it. In Yiddish, you would use, like, Seher and Eshmek. So, it becomes translated into Hebrew, Nishma Behen Reach Ra. This is how they would talk. Vihine, the El b'simin reish samach dald iso. Back in simin reish samach dald, we learned the gam b'ner shel zefes gufa malika b'dal Shabbos, that you can use Friday night a ner of this zefes v'chem be'itrun or kerosene shebavadei rechora. It smells bad. Afilu haki hay malikim bo, yet they would use it to light. Ilav mishum shema yaniach v'yetzim etzasun, unless we're afraid that it smells so bad, you'll pick up and leave in the middle of the meal. Now, isn't it obvious that the Ner Havdalah isn't more choshev than the Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, you have to make sure to get, and Ner Havdalah is saying you don't have to be choser after it. So why is it that for Shabbos licht, that's an absolute obligation, that you can use these foul-smelling fuel, and for Havdalah you can't? For Ule the Kavara Sefer Chassidim, maybe the Pshat Sefer Chassidim is Shein's a min ha-muvcher. Not that you're not Yotza. It's just it's not the best. Afsha or Rab, even if it gives off a lot of light. The Pnei Reicha Rab, because of the bad smell. Avalo Guria Mishar Ner She'enu Avuka. But ultimately, it's not worse than any other lamp that's not a torch. Gav Pimagodim Kosev, Shem Enu Ner Acher Yochel Verchla. Pimagodim also writes that if you don't have an alternate torch or alternate candle, you can use this foul smelling wood for Havdalah. Sivkar Vav, Ner Acher. If you don't have a special Havdalah candle, make sure to use a candle independent of that which lights up the house. Mishum Haker Shuhu L'Shem Mitzvah. It should be noticeable that this candle is for the mitzvah, not to light up the house. V'Ner D'Mar B'Oifen She'enu Yochel L'Kar V'Saner Azel Nesh Be'So. It must be in a case when I can't put the Havdalah candle next to the house candle. D'Yilav Hachi, because if not, HaYochel L'Kar V'Saner Avuka, then you could do an Avuka by putting this together with another candle. Putting two candles together would be an Avuka. Sifkad Zayin L'Tzarech Havdalah, another candle for Havdalah called Zehurak, L'Mitzvah Ba'am. Again, this is the best way to do the mitzvah, V'lo L'Ikuva. But it is not Ma'akiv. It doesn't hold you back from fulfilling the mitzvah this way. Sifkad Ches. The Ramah says, the definition of Amukah for our purposes is a candle with two wicks. V'ner She'yesh Lo Shtei Psilos. A candle with two wicks is called an Avuka. Stam Nesha Be'Gemara U'Poskim Harinu Ner Shal Shem. When the Gemara and the poskim talk about a ner, they're talking about an oil lamp. The kamash malon, and what the chiddush is, the kivitcha or sayin magia zelazel lamal havayavuka, that if I have two wicks in my oil lamp, and the flame joins as one, that's called an avuka. It's called a torch. Ubiner shalonu imunach sham kamsilos. Now, if we have a wax candle with several wicks, havik mapsila ava, maybe it's like one thick wick, v'enechashuv avuka, it's not considered a torch. Achim marfid b'neim shavochel, but if there's space between the wicks, there's wax or tallow between them, gomasha oisin mishavosh aneres klum yachad, they take wax candles and then they braid them together, oshemadbik yachad shtei neiros lahadol v'esabrocha, or you hold two candles next to each other by the bracha, so gam ken chosh avuka, that would be an avuka, and it wouldn't be considered a thick wick, but rather it's a torch. U'mashma medivei Magen Avraham. It would seem from the Magen Avraham sheyire sheyagiyu ha-ma'oros la-hadodi, that you want the flames to join. The oz chosh avuka, that's an avuka. If you have a candle, a lot of space between the wicks, and each one has its own flame, that is not an avuka. So you can't have that close together that it's a thick wick. You can't have that far apart that the flames don't join. It has to be in close vicinity, but separate, so that the flame becomes one. Siv Gimel. Nohagim lehistakel bekapos yadayim ubetziponayim. When we say the bracha, boremor esh, the minig is to look at our palms and fingernails. The Mos says, "V'yesh l'ois b'tziponei yad yamin." You should be looking at the fingernails of the right hand. V'lechas akoyis b'yad smol. You're holding the becher, the cup of wine, in the left hand. V'yesh lichfoy v'espaos esoch hayod. You should fold the fingers into the hand. Shazroya hatziponeim imakapos basachas. So you can see both the palm and the fingernails at the same time. And you're not going to see the inside of your fingers, just the nail side. Mr. Burris of Contest, no hagan the time, the reason is, you're supposed to be able to use this light to differentiate between one coin and another, as we'll see later. And therefore the custom is to look at the fingernails, that you look and determine if this is enough light to benefit from and recognize the difference between coins. Like you could tell the difference between the nail and the skin. The oid, in addition, shehat sipur nayim in simen brocha. Nails are simen brocha. Shein paros v'ravos le'olam. They're constantly growing. So growth is a good sign. V'gam mistakna le'kapos yadayim. We also want to look at our palm. Sheyesh b'sir tute hayad simlis baruch bo. In the lines of the palm, there's signs to be blessed. So by kind of reading your palm by the light, looking at the nails and the lines in the palm, that's all a simen for bracha. Sifka yud lichvoy for espaos, you fold the fingers over. Hainu ha'arba'i espaos agav ha'ugudol. You want to fold the four fingers over the thumb. You do not look at the thumb, b'havdol. Sifka yud aleph, sha'oz ro'ev v'chulu. In that way, you'll see both the tzipunayim and the palm at the same time. V'yesh no hagin lifshod acha kacha abes b'os v'yos me'achareim al ha-tzipunayim. There is some of a minig after they fold the fingers over the palm to stretch out the fingers and look again at the back of the hand just to see the nails. So you will look at the nails over the palm with the fingers folded in, and then you'll open the hand and look at the nails on the back of the hand, but you're only looking at the right hand because the left hand is busy holding the kais. So the only hand you're looking at is the right hand.